2 years ago, psychiatrist Eric Plakin and a dozen or so other APA members, concerned about what they believe has been the increasingly biological emphasis of contemporary psychiatry and psychiatric training, coalesced around a common interest in preserving psychotherapy by psychiatrists. They formed a caucus on psychotherapy that now has a place in the APA Assembly. And today, that caucus has more than 200 members.
I think the field of psychiatry has been drifting in the direction of a focus on biology and a sometimes biologically reductionistic stance that has squeezed out room for psychosocial treatments like psychotherapy. And a number of us have felt that it's important, particularly because of the emerging evidence of the power of psychosocial factors that come from research like the research demonstrating the importance of epigenetics rather than genetics, that there be a place in American psychiatry to stand for and to represent the value of psychosocial treatments, the importance of psychotherapy. It's an evidence-based treatment that changes the brain, and we as psychiatrists need not to neglect it, to be sure that we're including it in the way that we think about training, in the way we think about practice, in the way we think about our patients. And I'm pleased that we've grown from about 10 members to over 200 at this point.
Plakin said the caucus is already producing real results and has done tangible things.
In the past year, we've formed ourselves, developed a mission statement about the importance of representing in a kind of a big tent model the value of psychotherapy and psychosocial treatment in a field that's largely been biologically focused. We've developed a steering committee that has met using online conference videos in order to develop it further. We've developed a survey instrument online that we've sent out to members of the caucus and have gotten 116 responses that show some of the things that caucus members are concerned about and shows that we are succeeding in being the big tent model that we hope to be, because we've got medical students and residents and early career psychiatrists and very senior researchers and clinicians in psychotherapy from all over the country and from various perspectives, psychoanalysis, cognitive behavioral, interpersonal, group, family, all kinds of therapists. We've also, I think, become something of a beacon of hope for those who are committed to the value of psychosocial treatment as part of the identity and the skills and the training of psychiatrists. I know it's brought at least four former APA members back into the APA because of their excitement about the caucus.
At the annual meeting in Toronto in May, the caucus developed an ambitious plan for the coming year.
In the next year, we have a number of goals that we discussed and began to move toward in our meeting at the annual meeting in Toronto. First, we want to increase membership and recognition of the caucus and its importance. We want to develop some bylaws that give us some internal structure. We have had some discussions about the possibility of finding someone to help fund us. And we want to develop a fact sheet on the efficacy of psychotherapy so that people who are interested have this at their fingertips when it's time to perhaps to talk to other colleagues or to an insurance company about the importance of this kind of treatment.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran with the American Psychiatric Association.